New Hope Family Shelter is one of the local shelters that take in both children and their caregivers. Executive Director Elaine Gwen says their mission is to provide temporary shelter for homeless families in Bloomington and Monroe County.
I have a personal connection to keeping families together through homelessness because my family was homeless twice when I was a child, and we stayed in a campground and lived in a camper for 6 months, and on another occasion we were in a hotel. And I just thought to myself, gosh, it never really occurred to me that our focus is usually on women and children, and they go into one shelter and then men go into another.
For the past 5 years, this passion has led the New Hope Family Shelter to continue to grow and develop within the community. Gwen says that the shelter has a lease for a fifth house.
Renovating a house a year, basically, since we've been open, has been a lot. I think our numbers, which is that two-thirds of our families go on to find stable housing, speak to how different we are. It is more than just case management here. We help our families navigate a really complicated system that, without someone to hold your hand through that process, could be really challenging.
Many of the families using New Hope Family Shelter's resources have unique challenges. Many of New Hope's families are already working part-time jobs or even two part-time jobs, yet these families are unable to fully support themselves.
Their unique challenge is often a lack of a network. And by that, I mean, if I were to hit a bump right now, I might call my mom or a relative or someone and ask for guidance. I might ask them for what should I do if I'm making a big decision. Most of our families lack that support. Sometimes bad decisions are made, sometimes decisions that can't be helped that lead to having bad credit. And that is one of our biggest obstacles. If you have bad credit or if you have a really bad rental history, you can really basically forget getting housing, which is sad. And those are the families that often end up in hotels or doubled up with other family.
While New Hope aims to service family units as a whole, Emily Pike, the director of the Early Childhood Center, understands the importance of having a program specifically for the children.
Because what we recognized really quickly was that these kids have specific, unique needs. And in some ways, they're like the needs of other kids, but in a lot of ways, they're not. We understand that the trauma of the instability that they experience is really pretty intense. And so what we do is we try to create targeted interventions that are going to be what these kids need.
Many of the children have experienced some form of instability since infancy.
We recognize that you are more likely in this country to experience homelessness in the first year of your life than at any other time. So that means that, scaled for population, infants are the largest group of people experiencing homelessness in this country. When we think about why that is, we understand that it's actually just expensive to have a baby, expensive to have childcare. And what happens for these families, what we saw consistently, was that people either relied on care that was unreliable, or care that was maybe even unsafe, or they paid a lot of money for reasonable care and money that they didn't have, and so they were having to sacrifice on other essentials.
The Early Childhood Center is working to assist these families with the struggles of childcare.
Our biggest project lately has been that we have started to offer full-time early childhood education and child care for families experiencing homelessness or families recently transitioned to stability.
The Early Childhood Center has been designed to provide daily care for children from infancy through their enrollment in kindergarten. The staff help these children learn communication skills as well as develop self-esteem.
Actually, what these specific kids need, well, it's tricky, right? Because it's different for every kid. So one of the things that we do is we keep just a really high adult-to-child ratio when we're working with the kids here.
The experience of homelessness and the instability of a home environment can be very traumatic on children. The director of New Hope Family Shelter, Elaine Gwen, believes that while these experiences are difficult, they can also help children build up some resilience in their lives.
Some kiddos come through here and it's just a blip on the map in their life, and you can see that they have a high resilience level. And then other kiddos have been moved around. We had one little girl who had moved 24 times by the time she was 4 years old. And this is a kiddo who is what we call hypervigilant. Sometimes these kiddos look like they're bouncing off the walls a little bit. Some might call that hyperactive. I like to use the term hypervigilant because we are mammals And we do get into a state of mind of fight or flight, that survival mode. And imagine having your cortisol levels so high that you're in that mode all the time. All your senses are heightened. And so, you know, those are the kiddos that do need extra help. And so when we have a couple of volunteers working with that one child, I think, hey, this is great because they need extra intervention. They need extra help.
The Early Childhood Center strives to help these hypervigilant children start off on the right track.
We know that these kids deserve quality care. We know that the things that happen in the first 3 years of life in your brain can't necessarily be undone later in life. And we want to give these kids just the best start they can. We know that low-income kids are likely to start off kindergarten having heard 30 million fewer words than their middle-income peers.
These kids face many educational disadvantages. The center focuses on minimizing these disadvantages.
We think that kids go to kindergarten and we tell them it's a level playing field, and we know that that's not actually the case. So what we aim to do here is try and redress some of that. So to give these kids some real stability. So families who are staying at the shelter can take advantage of our services. But what's really special about this, and I think important about it, is that they can continue to do that even after they've transitioned to stability until their kids go to kindergarten, which means that no matter what happens for these kids, they know that they have this kind of anchoring experience. For the parents, it means that we're not just sort of helping them become stable and then leaving them back out in the cold again without an option for care.
When the Early Childhood Center first opened, they had planned to fill to capacity within the first 5 months of operation. To their surprise, they filled to capacity within 2 weeks. Since then, the center has cared for 10 children, 8 of which were original enrollees of the program.
I do feel that it isn't a hopeless situation. A lot of times we talk about these, you know, this is trauma and they've had these terrible things happen and there's no hope for these children, but that isn't true. Getting into housing and having a stable, consistent daily routine, anyone can start to unwind out of that crisis and begin to gain some footing. When you're, you know, moving from place to place and shelter to shelter, you can't really concentrate on school, you can't really concentrate on life.
For these children, that routine starts with the Early Childhood Center. The staff provide a stable environment to help children work through their emotional, social, and academic anxieties. The center is a safe place to allow these children the freedom to be the kids that they are. Reporting for WFHB, this is Victoria Hansel.